Okay, we just saw Rich Edson's special interview with House Speaker John Boehner, and now it's time to get our hands dirty and pick it all apart. Nick Gillespie is with Reason.com, News Editor-in-Chief. We also have Susan Ox, who is former Treasury Department Senior Advisor. First impression, what'd you think?
You know, I think he is still talking about the same old story, and he hasn't really adjusted his talking points to the realities. They're talking about the president doesn't want to do entitlement reform, and yet President Obama, against basically his entire party, went out talking about the chain CPI for Social Security. He's talking about we need to be focused on deficit reduction, when in the same sentence he acknowledges that growth is slow, and they have no growth agenda at all.
Growth is painfully slow. I did expect some points on that, maybe, but I'm not sure anyone knows how to grow the economy. That could be the problem on either side. Nick, what did you... Quick impression.
First thing that he should be talking about is creating certainty in the economy, because the government's not going to create jobs, but they can create certainty that will allow job creators to unclaim.
But there is certainty. We're going to get taxed to death.
Yeah,
everyone knows that. I mean, that's out there. I think business leaders know that.
Unfortunately, we're living longer than ever, so death and taxes get higher and higher.
Taxes were a big point of conversation. We have a soundbite about that. Let's listen to that and react to it on the other side.
The president understands that our tax system is broken. Members of Congress on both sides of the aisle understand our system's broken. We need to simplify our code, bring the rates down, get rid of the loopholes, and fix our international problem.
Okay, I have to say, it does seem like everyone's saying the same thing on this. Get rid of the loopholes, simplify the tax code. Do you believe anyone? And is it possible to do something about the tax code? You've been there.
I think that there is agreement that the tax code's a mess. No question about that, right? And there is some agreement about certain provisions that need to be changed, but they're the smaller ones that are a bit on the margins. And when you get sort of right down the middle, there is not a lot of agreement. And the idea that they are going to tie this to the debt ceiling and say, well, we want comprehensive tax reform before we get to late September, October, when we're going to hit the debt ceiling again, is completely ridiculous.
Why? Because we've just proven we're willing to go flying over cliffs. I mean, tying it to anything doesn't matter, because we just go flying over these cliffs.
The key thing, I think, to remember here, and this goes back to the uncertainty issue, is, it's been 4 years plus without a budget. The House passed the budget saying, well, we want to spend $3.5 trillion. The Senate says $3.7
trillion. Yeah.
We're spending $3.6 this year. Why not just pass a budget where that's the cap and then move on to these other issues? Boehner himself said, we've had the best revenue year ever.
Yeah.
We have a spending problem. Fix the spending issue first, and then you've got to go back and really work for a good comprehensive
tax. But we all know why they don't do it, and it's because these guys don't seem to do anything. And the one thing he said that really rang true was when he said the legislative process is like rolling a peanut uphill by your nose. Like, you've got to keep your head down and just keep going.
What a truism
that just slipped out, because these guys, am I the only one that's so frustrated? They don't do anything.
I consider that statement insensitive to people with peanut allergies. And also, he said it, the founders created it that way. The founders did make legislating deliberative. But, they are lazy and shiftless, and they have not been doing their basic job, which is to pass a budget in 4 years. Come on.
But you even have, just today, they were considering the internet tax, this fairness tax to level the playing field between retail businesses, terrestrial businesses and online businesses. And there are a lot of Republicans, including some very conservative economists like Arthur Laffer, who are supporting this bill. And it's technically not raising taxes, because these are taxes you should be paying anyway. They're sales taxes you should be paying. People just don't. And even that, they can't get Republicans to come, the rest of Republicans.
Well,
to come
but they should. I mean, if we're in a slow economy, the idea of jacking up billions of dollars to, for state
Any
and local taxes,
taxes at
no
all
way.
Or,
and also, that defeats tax competition in all sorts of ways and forces businesses to become taxable.
There's no way. How does that against competition?
Because it's saying that everybody is going to be taxed, online businesses and terrestrial businesses.
That's anti-competitive?
What? Absolutely,
like,
because those are
no. Way.
Because bricks and mortar building have certain advantages. Online companies have different advantages.
Let's not get off track. Let's get back to the interview for a second, because he talked about immigration. On the side of that, he said that he thinks he's fostering a spirit of bipartisanship. Do you think that there is any bipartisanship going on in Washington? Only because, we have gone flying over this cliff. The American public has kind of given up. We've lived through that. Is there any chance that they're on the brink of getting anything done? What do you think?
I think there is a core group of Republicans who want to see immigration reform. Even today, President Park of South Korea was doing a press conference with President Obama, and she specifically raised immigration reform and more worker visas as something in her meeting with the president. I mean, she's got a lot of bigger issues to deal with.
You think there's critical mass to get something done?
I think it could be starting to form. Again, we come back to the details. You know, Senator Rubio has been out strong on this, and he's getting attacked by his own party. So, you know, whether they can, I think there's enough of some of the pieces are coming together, but it's going to be a time issue, I think.
And, you know, as long as the Republican Party in the Senate and the House weds itself to this terrible heritage study about immigration costs, which counts all of the costs of immigration with none of the benefits and economic expansion, it shows that the Republicans ultimately are not serious about fixing immigration. And the best way to fix it is to open the borders all workers.
You don't think the fact that the election was such a disaster and that Marco Rubio's running ads out there, people supporting him,
The Republican Party is two cycles of getting their asses handed to them before they wake up and realize they've got to drop the social conservative stuff. Their only future is people like Rand Paul, Justin Amash. Until they go libertarian, the Republicans are going to be pushing a peanut up somebody's butt.
Everyone, we've all got our peanuts out. You guys are great. Thanks so much to both of you. All right, coming up on Money, has the tide suddenly turned on Jamie Dimon? A powerful proxy advisor piles on, saying it's time for Dimon to give up his seat as chairman. How is this drama going to unfold? More Money straight ahead. I can't stand losing.